Hello and welcome to Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo. Hi, Mariana.
Hey, Nathan.
How are you going?
Good. How are you? Congratulations. Your theatre show's done.
Yeah, I just did 10 shows of Sweeney Todd and I'm knackered.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was over 3 weeks, like 3 weekends.
So what? That's your whole... You're working all week. Working hard for the dollars.
For the dollars. And then I'm going to go get killed on stage every night.
Oh, my God. And I'm such a bitch. I didn't even attend once.
Well, it was a sellout, so, you know.
Oh, I did have a little look-see on the Friday and went, oh, fuck. Should have thought of that before.
No, it was all right. It was good. It was good.
So proud of you.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, it's sometimes tricky.
Yeah.
A lot of harmonies and things. Oh, so who knows if I did it right, but I did it.
You did it. Oh, you cutie. I'm sure you guys were fantastic. I'm sure you were way better than Lawrence Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we were just talking before we started about the RuPaul's Drag Race UK because the reason why I'm so devo is obviously Lawrence shouldn't have won. But secondly, I am enjoying UK more than American Drag Race.
It was a stellar season.
It really was.
Yeah.
So good.
It was really good.
It was fantastic. It was really good. But yeah, Bimini was robbed.
It was a Bimini Bon burglary.
It was a Bimini Bon burglary. You're adorable. All right, should we just get into her?
Yeah, let's get into her.
Now, we've got a couple of things to talk about before we start.
Yes.
Fucking hell, Tinsley. Speaking of robbed, Tinsley was robbed.
We were robbed of having her on New York.
We were.
Scott made her move.
And the fucker dropped her like a ton of bricks. And then... I got the impression from the articles that he had said something in his – I didn't even go to his social media post. I don't want to give him any time.
Fuck him.
That it was like mutual or whatever it was. And apparently her friends are like, no.
She was blindsided.
She was blindsided.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. She thought it was
blindsided
her happily
like
ever
Bimini.
After.
Poor fucking bitch. I hope she goes back to New York.
Me too.
I know the other ladies will be pissed to have her back. But
Dorinda won't be. Dorinda will be smug.
Yeah, oh yeah. Dorinda will be smug. But then Tinsley will just be counting her coins all the way to the bank.
Yeah. I mean, what's she got in Chicago for her?
What like, is there on. In Chicago? Actually, I'm sure there's a lot. I've never been. Who the fuck am I to judge?
I went. It was great.
Oh, see? Yeah, I know nothing.
Yeah.
And then what the fuck? Can I just like do a little?
Please. What's the tea?
What the fuck is with Wendy Asefo?
Oh.
About, okay.
I missed this.
I was listening to All About the Tea on the YouTube, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were going on about Wendy potentially being the new host of The Talk.
Her dream job.
But I think it might have just been a social media post of hers. Like putting herself out there for it.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Like, I mean, we pegged that. Remember we kept saying bitch wants to be on The View?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be replacing Sharon Osbourne for The Talk. Like, they should replace Sharon, yes.
Oh, yeah, she's
sorry,
a mess.
I'm fucking over it. Like, fuck off.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off, racist queen.
Exactly.
If we need someone with a better weave and potentially who has the same standpoint as her, we could get Mama D.
Who's like, seeking out her perspective?
No one.
Well, I would enjoy Mama D on The Talk.
Well.
You struck gold with that one.
I mean, as much as we all love Mama D, let's face it, I reckon she's way more conservative than the Sharon Osbourne.
They're all jealous. Can you do her accent? They're jealous, Deandra.
They're all jealous, Deandra.
Have you been watching Dallas?
Love Dallas.
I loved that Mama D, Deandra confrontation.
That was so effed of Mama D, but I was so here for it.
And Deandra's like, she's a bitch.
I mean, obviously Deandra's saying she's lying and Mama D is holding her ground. Saying,
Mama D's like, get this microphone off me so I don't have to hear this bullshit. I was living.
Yeah, no, I love her. I'm just, like I said, I'm kind of torn because as much as I love Mama D, she is my favorite Dallas housewife.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, having just spoken about Sharon Osbourne, I do think, I mean, potentially what are Mama D's political leanings? What are her personal leanings? I mean, clearly I'm being judgy of someone. I'm making many assumptions, but as I said, she's my favourite fucking housewife.
She's great TV.
And what do you think of Tiffany on Dallas? I like Tiffany on Dallas.
I'm really on her side.
Completely on her side.
Yeah.
Completely on her side. And I'm enjoying the fact that by her mere presence, we are getting the perspective of the other ladies. And you know what? Fuck them.
Bringing out the worst in Brandy.
Well, bringing out the Brandy in Brandy. That's
exactly
what I'm
right.
saying.
Yeah.
Like, and apparently, because I was listening to Deandra on Everything Iconic, obviously, and he, you know, Danny was just sort of saying that he's really kind of turned a corner with DeAndre in terms of how he sees her.
I feel like we all have.
We all have.
Yeah.
We all have. And I'm feeling we're getting a lot more depth from DeAndre. Uh-huh. She's sticking up for things that are correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm enjoying that. Someone, and it's not just her sticking up for Tiffany, her friend. She's sticking up for the fact that, sorry, bitches, you're fucking racist. Deal with it.
Exactly. And that's what we need. We need people to confront racism
Correct.
When we see it on TV.
Correct.
Like, come on.
I was flabbergasted when I was watching it, just going, is Brandy seriously telling Tiffany that Tiffany's mere physical presence is making her uncomfortable because she can't be herself? I'm like,
it was so wrong.
Bitch, you're literally saying, because you're around, I'm worried I'm going to be myself and say something racist.
Yeah. How about just not being racist and not making it Tiffany's problem?
Tiffany's not a moron. She's picking up on that, except she's turning around saying, I want you to be able to be yourself. She's literally letting Brandy save face, and Brandy's too stupid to realise.
Tiffany has the hardest job of like a first season housewife ever.
And it's not Tiffany's job.
No.
Like,
but they're making her jump through all these hoops.
It's fucked
to
up,
fit
man.
In.
It's fucked up. Up and speaking of Brandy,
she's left, right?
Well, apparently she has said before in other seasons, I'm not coming back, and then comes back. But you haven't seen the rumors for her husband?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So some person out there posted a video. I can't remember if there's any audio or if it's just club music of Brandy's husband in a club dancing with, getting cozy with, pashing with someone that is not Brandy.
Is it at the roundup?
No, it was a woman.
Oh, it was a woman. Okay.
It was a woman in a regular club. Look, I don't know if that – I'm assuming that footage was post-pandemic. But at the same time, I don't know how old the footage is. The assumption is that he's cheating on her. He's cheated on her before. It's not a new thing, and that's maybe why she's left. I mean, look, girl just had a baby.
Yeah.
By a surrogate, I believe. Or she adopted another baby. Excuse me, I should have Googled that part, but at this point I don't care about her. You've been telling me for ages that she's fucked and I shouldn't like her.
She's fucked. When she like brings up the devil in an argument, that's when you know you've lost.
My God, what the fuck's with that?
She's fucked.
She's such a hypocrite, honestly, because I agree with DeAndre, and again, I think she said this on the podcast with Danny, you know, Danny the God Pellegrino, that she's like, Brandy got us to do a seance and all this other stuff, like as Christians, like that's a really big no-no. And look, I was raised Catholic, agreed, that is a huge no-no. You can't have like your palm read or anything like that. But at the end of the day, DeAndre just got a shaman to help them meditate.
Yes.
There was nothing – I'm not trying to even say that, you know, that anything like the seances or anything like that is wrong. I'm just like, bitch, it's a meditation. Like, you do them at like corporate retreats. Calm your fucking
She was grasping at straws and I'm just done with her.
She's a retard.
I'm done with her.
Yeah, I'm done with her. And what else is going on? Apparently, Vicky Gunvalson, she was in the running to be in the mashup spinoff of Housewives. Yeah. Well, she's out now. Why would she ever be in?
I don't really know her that well. I haven't watched OC.
Oh, you don't watch OC? Yeah, okay, fine. Well, apparently that was what was happening.
I don't really know her that well.
Yeah. So apparently Luann has been confirmed.
Yes.
And people are like, there's chatter about Melissa Gorga, Teresa, Cynthia Bailey, and Kenya Moore, Carl Richards, and Lisa Rinna. I read that on The Blast.
Oh, get Rinna on there. That'd
get Rinna on there. Get Kenya Moore on there. I mean, you need to have a semi-voice of reason.
The
sometimes.
Boring ones.
So you've got to have a Cynthia Bailey. But Melissa Gorga, if that's a Joe Gorga, I'd be up for it. I think it'd be interesting to have Teresa there because bitch can't keep her mouth shut. So her verbal diarrhea would be explosive.
She didn't spread the rumor. She was told a rumor.
And then there was a photo, Sonia Morgan, one of her recent Instagram posts, she was in the Turks and Caicos. And so people are starting to speculate about her because apparently the ladies will be filming on the island of Turks and Caicos.
Great.
So we'll see what happens about that.
I wouldn't mind that. The Sonia Lou dynamic is kind of fun.
Like, yes, you don't absolutely.
She's good with Ramona.
Absolutely.
But if Ramona's not there, I can live with a Sonia Lou combo.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But to be honest, I'd rather a Sonia and Ramona.
I'd just rather New York cast on a beach.
I know, right? That's all I got. That's all the gossip I got.
Oh, do you want to get into the episode?
Episode, Kiss My Peach. What do we think of that title?
I mean, I thought the whole episode was boring.
What?
I did. I'm sorry. I wasn't engaged until the party. Oh my God, I just did an Oprah.
What? Are you serious?
Did you find it engaging?
Oh my God, yes. I even loved the title of the episode.
Kiss My Peach. Maybe because I was too tired with Sweeney Todd, but I was watching it and I was like, this is boring.
Really?
Until Jennifer got smashed and then I was on board.
I'm like, I thought that by the time we got to the party, I thought it was pretty quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, maybe you were like had show fatigue.
I think I did. But yeah. that first scene with Melissa and Joel, I was like, next.
Oh, look, it was a setup. It was a setup scene and I'm fine with it.
Mm.
So Melissa and Joe arrive at their shore house. I love the fact that Melissa's whinging how far away it is. Bitch, it's an hour and 40 minutes away. Don't move to Australia. Everything's an hour and 40 minutes away. But then what I found was funny, she's like, Joe, don't forget to carry the luggage. Kids, put your luggage away. It's like, bitch, just because you're at your shore house, you don't have the servants. Mm. Your kids, I just thought that was funny. Anyway, and I did like, I was surprised at her shore house decor because it wasn't a totes wog fest. It was kind of nice.
It was a nice place.
Yeah. And basically they chat about the second birthday party for Evan because it was the night before. I thought it was hilarious and shocking, rather, that Melissa says to Joe that she doesn't believe that Teresa made up the rumor, that she's perpetuating a rumor. Joe agrees with her. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you two?
Mm.
And then they are like, we need to get Teresa to apologize. What the fuck is wrong with you two?
Like, I know. Have they ever seen the show before?
No, it's just a setup for the scenes to come. That's all.
Yeah.
And look, we're down there because it's Joe's birthday. I mean, we're down there because it's a fucking pandemic and there's nowhere else to go. Thank you for the venue because I'd rather a shore house than a lake house. Yeah, I just do. It's just more fun.
There's something about a pool on an ocean
I know, that right? I love. Me too.
I'd love the idea of being in a pool and then still looking out at the sea.
I'm with you. Much as I love a mountain, I would much rather see the sea from a pool than a mountain from a pool.
Exactly.
I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. Totally. Next minute, we're at Jennifer's.
Oh, with the fucking kids. Ugh.
This made me so mad. I mean, I know it doesn't take much to make me mad, but okay. Her kids are fucking whinging.
Uh-huh.
So they're sitting around. Okay, so we're just going to set the scene. They're out on their back deck. They're sitting at the outdoor table and they're basically having lunch with her dad and her sister and her little bratlets. Sorry, that's what I'm calling
them. Bratlets.
They're bratlets.
Yeah.
They're sitting there and they're like, Mom, I need sauce. Mom, I want salad. It's like, get off your fucking ass and go get it your damn self.
Uh-huh.
What is, like, everyone keeps saying your kids are so polite, your kids are so polite. Not to her, they're not. They're fucking brats. You know where they get it from? Her fucking dad. Because he's done with his lunch, fucker gets up, walks off, doesn't say shit. No.
I know.
Thank you for the lunch. Thank your mother for the lunch. Nothing.
I know.
It's fucked up. So I just wanted to make mention of that. And even her sister says, you've got to get kids to help you. And it's like, this is where the issue is. Because my mother never turned around and said, help me carry all the plates to the kitchen. Mum's like, we just all ate the food that I made. Get off your ass, pick up that shit and take it to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
I know. They're selfish little bratlets.
They're selfish little fucking bratlets and I'm not here for it. And I am so pissed that I turned around, that I was staring at my monitor and I went, those kids can go scratch. Like, seriously, fuck off.
Right?
Fuck off. Fuck.
What are they giving us? They're not giving us a cool song like Gia did with the waking up in the morning.
I know, right?
Think of so many things.
And even little Joey in the scene before wasn't going to say anything. He was like giving his dad shit. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, little Joey was good.
He turns around and's like, I'm going to make a pina colada. And Tony is sooking because Joey's the favorite. And he's like lapping it all up. Making jokes. Like, give us something. Give us some little Joey. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So moving on from Jennifer's, we're at David's and Dolores is there waiting for David. I don't know. I'm kind of over this storyline.
I'm over David.
David looked good when he walked in though. His t-shirt and his little leather jacket. Yeah, I thought he's hot. I think David's hot.
I don't like him.
I don't mind David. I just, Look, I trust Dolores. I trust that she knows what she's doing.
I trust her with my life.
I know, right? But at the same time, like, I'm over David having the shits about Dolores doing her own thing when she's clearly saying, when you didn't propose when the house was finished, I took that as a non-committal stance from you.
Yeah.
So instead of whining about it, I just started enjoying it. And if you're going to bring it up, yes, I'm going to rub it in your face.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this whole thing? Well, apart from being over it.
Like, I like the non-conventional relationship dynamic.
Yes.
But if you're going to do that, stick to it.
And the thing is, I think that Dolores is trying to get David to come to the realization that he actually isn't happy with the decision to have some non-traditionally committed relationship, because he's the one whinging about it. It's like he wants his cake and he wants to eat it mm-hmm. too. It's like you want a non-committal relationship, but you want her to be like so available to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And that's not going to work.
And do you know what that's called? That's called a mum.
Yeah.
Again, it's the same thing in Jersey. All these guys, they basically want a mum and they want to fuck them too. Like, pick a side, people. Pick a lane.
Pick a lane. That's all we're asking.
It's 2020 fucking one. If you want to go back to the Stone Ages, if you want to go back to the 60s, that's fine. But just don't do it on my TV.
Yeah.
You want to be like that, do it in private. Do it alone. Live in your little bubble. Die. No one cares.
Die.
You know what I mean?
No, like, I get it.
And the least you can do is not procreate and create little fucking sexist pigs again. Mm. I'm not here for it. I'm just not here for it. Why the fuck do you think I'm not having kids? No, I'm kidding. All right. So moving on from that, we're back at the shore and they're at a dinner and it looks like it's Joe's family birthday dinner.
Yeah, this is why I'm thinking, like, they're clearly not far away if Teresa's just over for dinner.
Well, they are an hour and 40 minutes away from Franklin Lakes. I googled it.
It's nothing.
No, not to us, it's nothing. Like, yeah. Whatevs.
Like, was Teresa staying at
yes,
the
Yes, they were all staying at the shore. Okay. I think they were squished. Doesn't she have a shore house or did she have to sell that? Mm. Did the government take her shore house
they
after she stole from
the
them?
Funds. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Could you imagine going, this is my house that I paid for instead of paying tax? No, I can't. I mean, I don't even have the one house. At least you've got one.
Well, it's a little bedroom apartment that I own technically, but the bank owns it.
Yeah, I don't even have that. Go fuck yourself. So, all right. So what I also found funny, did you find this funny? It's Joe's birthday dinner and it's Melissa, her siblings, their partners and Teresa.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't. Well, it's a pandemic.
Okay,
so.
fair call. Well, actually, she's his only living relative apparently.
Well, no. In this conversation, aren't they like, don't say that in front of my dad? Talking about the dad in heaven?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even though she's the only living relative, they're still there,
her parents
apparently.
Are still there, yeah. Did you notice? Okay, so the first thing I noticed, so Melissa's sister, she has one of her sisters is called Kim, and Kim's husband is also a Joe. When you close your eyes, the two of them sound like Fran Drescher.
Oh,
I swear to God, this Kim and her husband both sound like Fran Drescher. It was like I rewound it and I'm like, what is with these high-pitched nasally voices? It was great. I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. And then when Melissa toasts to Joe for his 46th birthday, we get a quick facial expression from Teresa and I swear to God she had no idea how old he was turning. No idea.
Oh, no.
These
no idea.
Fucking people do not spend any time together.
Nope.
I'm like, bitch, when was the last time you were around for Joe's birthday if a camera wasn't there?
Wouldn't have been.
This is the issue. They're all pretending that they're actually friends. They do not hang out together.
Of course not.
We're in a pandemic. There's like only four people you're allowed to see because you've got to have your bubble. Yeah. They're not even seeing each other.
No.
Then Teresa asks the waiter for pineapple to have it with her vodka.
This storyline. You know, I was thinking, like, you know her tagline?
Yeah.
She says something about.
Actually, I don't remember. What?
Oh, I can't remember her tagline, but her tagline makes reference to,
here,
to how she tastes, but not. Or like,
what?
Oh God,
really?
I should have rewritten
no,
down
no,
the tagline.
I'm just going to scroll. Teresa's tagline. They say it's never too late to start over. I say starting over never tasted so good.
Tasted oh my so good. God, I'm you're like, right. Is this your storyline for the season?
Her storyline is her vagina and how it's empty.
She's bringing up the taste of her, I don't know, vaginal juices.
Oh my
a lot.
God.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Okay, I just screamed so loud, sozzle.
But yeah, so she likes to eat pineapple so she tastes sweet.
Okay, So, I mean, let me just get back to my noties. And what spun me out is that she says it in front of her brother.
I know.
Like, she has no filter. You're right. She has no filter between her vagina and her brother. None. She has, that's pretty much all that can be said about that, right? And then we get a little flashy, and I don't even know if I missed it or if they didn't show it before. She even says it on the phone to Hot Tony.
She says it all the time. Like, and I'm like, what? Like, this is something that I used to talk about in year 12 in my all boys high school.
I know.
And
what
I'm like,
saying.
But she's just figured it out.
I know. And she's like, if Joe's 46, she's.
Yeah.
So how old is she? Like,
isn't
48?
She 50?
I don't think so. I think she's like 48. I told you, man, as soon as you get the filler, you look like you're over 50.
That's right. That's right.
And also your hair should get lighter as you get older because your wrinkles are more pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
And hers just gets higher. I don't know what to tell you. Joe teases her about Tony, the hot pool boy. And then she's like, he's my best friend. It's like, no, he's not your best friend. He's Joe's best friend. If he was your best friend, we would have seen him on the show before.
Exactly.
Anyway, I don't know. That just annoyed me. What else? What else? Basically, that's when she says that she wants to get her peach kissed.
Mm.
I mean, actually, what I did find funny was Joe asked her what her type was and she said tall, dark and handsome.
Yeah. And then they were like, your last one wasn't like that.
I know. What shade.
That was
he
so
said something
good.
Like the total opposite of your ex.
Yeah,
I'm
that
like,
was good
yeah.
shade.
See, Joe needs to be the housewife.
Yeah.
He's so good. And then she tells them that she's having a pool party and they're like, oh, you've got to invite Jackie. She's not contrite, so don't invite Jackie. What are you going to invite her over just to be a bitch? Actually, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, we do want them all in the
same
room.
We do want them all in the same room. You're right. We do want it because otherwise we're just getting the rehash.
Is this episode 5 and we haven't had a Teresa and Jackie scene since episode 1?
Yeah.
Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're right. We do. Potentially that's why they've told her then.
Have the follow-up to the fight. Let's
I know.
Go.
And at a pool party when someone can get pushed and say your husband's in the pool again. You're right. It's what we need. It's what we need. She ends up inviting her, but she tells Melissa to text the girls.
I kind of liked that. Because,
I know,
that
was good. That
Teresa
was, good.
Was going to fuck it up, so just let Melissa do
totally,
it.
Totally. And that's pretty much it. I mean, she does say that she's inviting the realtor, Michelle, and Melissa's like, well, you can text her on your own. And she does admit that unless they make up, I'm not having her sell my house, which is bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
And I never thought I would have heard the word analogy so much on a housewife show.
At least Teresa now knows what an analogy is.
Oh, we all do. They say it like 10 times an episode.
We do call it the analogy fight, right?
It's the analogy
fight. The analogy fight. All right. So we're at Margaret's. We meet her ghostwriter. So her and the ghostwriter are basically just chatting.
Yeah.
And they're recording it and this is how the book's going to get written.
At that
That's
little table
standard.
With a chess set in the middle of it. I was like, can you not move the chess set while you're sitting at the table?
Oh, yeah.
It was in the way.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, it was so distracting to me. I was like, what is this, the Queen's Gambit? Get rid of it.
I mean, did it distract you so much about what she was talking about, how her relationship with men and how that developed from her mother? Like, this was a tender moment and you're just going on about a fucking chessboard.
Yeah, and I was looking at that, coconut milk in the coffee and how it was coagulating.
Are you serious? You really were fucking tired or PMSing.
I was.
This woman's like pouring out her heart and you just were like not here for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another ghostwriter housewife conversation.
But it's not. The woman's talking about how she has like shitty relationships with men and sex and she got taught by her mother to use her sexuality and her body to level the power structure with men and women at a young age. Like, this is big stuff.
And I can't wait to read about it when the ghostwriter puts it more eloquently in print.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
I'm just a little bitch for this
episode.
I feel
like you're a bit Jennifer today.
No, I'm all for what she's saying, but move the chessboard.
Really? And apparently the beverage.
I mean, it looked gross.
You sure you don't need like a little cookie or something?
I think I do.
I made cookies. Do you want a cookie?
Maybe, yeah.
I'm going to go get you a cookie. Hold on.
I think I need it. I will say, I was just checking my notes and I did say that I thought it was sweet when she said how Joe was her first full, healthy, nurturing relationship.
I know,
so, yes.
So sweet. Okay, so we're at Teresa's and she's getting ready for her pool party and she's putting on her makeup at a glam table and she's on the phone with her ex, Joe, from Italy, and he said he signed divorce papers and I swear to God, they're talking like it's nothing.
They really were.
They and she turned around and said it's the easiest divorce in the entire world. And despite the fact that at the reunion last season, everyone's like, be careful for Joe, he's going to go out for your money, blah, blah, blah. Which, look, I wouldn't put it past him either. He goes for everyone else's money.
Yeah.
So
I just think when you've both gone to prison, maybe having a divorce isn't that big of a deal. You're like, oh, we've gone through worse.
I mean, we saw before he went out of ICE that they were, whenever they were on the phone, they were fighting a lot. Mm. I'm like, time and space. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He's on the other side of the world. He's been there. I'm sure they've had their fights. I'm sure they've done all that. They're reconciled to this is what our life is. Surely at some point you just, you know, what can the guy do? And he said that before. What can I do? I'm on the other side of the world. She's either coming or she's not. Like,
yeah. I thought it was quite refreshing, that chat.
Me too. I did think it was a little creepola that she gets up and twirls for him in her thong fucking one piece and another macrame.
Yeah, whatever the
Jesus
fuck that was.
Christ. And then he turns around and says that she looks good for an old lady. And I'm like, he had never, ever is able to give her a compliment that isn't backhanded.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I'm like, and she just brushes it off. But you, that's got to sting. Not because she cares what he thinks, but because this is how he always speaks to her.
It's mean.
Yeah. Guy's a prick, yeah. Basically.
It's negging.
It is, isn't it? Anywho, so we get lots of little clips from all the housewives at their houses getting ready.
Oh, I love the one with Margaret and Joe when she said, you're wearing olives because you like olives.
Okay, yeah, that was funny. That's right. She laid out an outfit for him.
Yeah.
And I must say, he did look cute in it.
He did. I thought that was just, like, I don't really, you know, always enjoy a little snippet between, but I enjoyed that one.
And he does say, oh, yeah, I do like olives. I mean,
yeah.
Look, the only one of these that's of any note is Melissa and Joe because they're talking about the realtor Michelle's husband and Joe says he's dying to hear what the man has to say to his face and let's see if he has balls to come up to me. I'm like, ooh, juicy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I could see like he was using that conversation to like rile him up to get in a certain headspace of don't fuck with me, dickhead. And I'm obviously looking forward to it. So, okay, we're at the pool party and we get flashes of Melissa and Jackie. They'd obviously met up and the scene was Melissa explaining that the invite from Teresa was genuine and an olive branch, which it wasn't, but whatever. And Jackie says she can shove it up her ass. I'm like, okay. And the only reason why we need to mention that is because Melissa, for some fucking dumb reason, tells Teresa and Teresa says, fuck her then. Okay, good. And that maybe Jackie should take it up her ass and maybe her husband won't go cheating. Teresa's doubling down. I'm kind of starting to be here for it now.
When she said at the dinner at the shore, like, she's just being such a fucking whinger and she needs to get over it. I was like, agreed.
She kind of is.
Yeah.
Like, look, I know that editing might have a part to play in it because realistically speaking, I'm getting the sense that this is all within a few weeks of each other. And I don't necessarily expect people to get over stuff. Look, it takes me a while to get over shit. That's all I'm saying. So I kind of get it. But watching it on TV, having spent 4 weeks now, five weeks, I'm fucking over Jackie.
Me too, because she's withdrawing until she gets something that she's not going to get, which is an apology.
Exactly. Like, the thing is, if she put herself in there and stood her ground and was happy to go to the mat with Teresa every fucking time, then I might be more here for her.
It'd be wonderful.
Instead, all she wants to do is get together with people without Teresa and go, she's a big liar, isn't she? Say she's a big liar. It's like, you know what? Like, they've all said it. What else do you want from them?
And they're all acknowledging that Teresa's just a different beast at this point.
Exactly.
Like, she works differently. Her mind's different.
You're not going to get what you want either. And remember we said this last episode. It's like, what do you want from us?
Jackie, pick another fight. Pick a fight with someone else.
I know, right?
Or have fun.
Start making fun of Teresa. Start making fun of, let's face it, her inability to either know what an analogy is, spell analogy. Like, I'd be walking in going, it's cool, Teresa. I know you don't get it. Seriously, spell analogy.
She'd be like, analogy.
Spell analogy for the camera. Define analogy for the camera. I would seriously be making fun of the fact that the woman's stupid. I just would. But I wouldn't do it in a way that she would 100% understand what I was doing because, let's face it, bitch ain't that bright. No. You use a couple of four-syllable words.
She'd be lost.
And she, exactly. Pick another way to rise above it without rising above it. I'd be fucking here for it. But for right now, Jackie, unless you bring it to the reunion, I don't think anyone's going to want you next season.
I don't even want her at the reunion at this point. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, look, there have been a couple of people who've saved themselves at reunions before, because we all know that how they come at a reunion can determine whether they're back next season or not. Mm-hmm. We all know when Andy Cohen went, like, we didn't know if Portia was going to come back one particular season. And he was like, she was so good in the reunion. She was definitely like, I mean, look, Portia's my favorite, so Portia can do no wrong.
Right.
But she brings it to reunions. We see a shot of Dolores' new ass. What do you think of it?
I don't really care.
Okay. So call me a judgy bitch.
Okay.
You know I love Dolores. You know I'm here for her. You know I think she's the most beautiful woman on this cast.
Yeah.
100%. She's stunning, flawless face. But that ass looked wrinkly and dimply and way too full. That ass looked like the loaf of bread I just baked before it baked. It was huge. It wasn't even huge. It was huge. Like, she could be a Kardashian cousin at this point.
Good
and
for
it
her.
Didn't look smooth. Like, it didn't make me want to go pat, pat, pat. It made me want to go, oh, put a pair of pants on.
Mm.
Anywho, that's all I'm saying. What else? What else? Oh, yeah. And then Teresa makes a comment about the ass and makes it about herself, of course.
And she brought pineapples.
She brought fucking pineapples.
And so that,
and they were huge pineapples.
They were like Dolores' butt cheeks.
They were.
Less bumpy.
Less bumpy. And she makes it about her. And she's like, she says, I've always been known for my ass and my eyes. And I'm like, okay, well, good to know, love.
She's known for a table flip.
Fucking oath she is.
That's and what
that,
she's known
that
for.
That was the other thing. I'm like, are you sure there aren't other things that you're known for? Table flipping, going to jail.
Yeah.
I mean.
That really bad temper.
I know. Come on, tree. Anyway. Oh, yeah. And that's when we get the pineapples. Ugh. And I'm just, I mean, I just want to move on from the pineapples.
They're all talking about it like it's American pie. Like,
I know.
Who's tasting it? She's all like, I'm tasting like pineapple, but who's tasting it?
Okay. I don't.
Sorry. Let's move on.
Can we? Okay. So the next thing we see Jennifer take a tequila shot. And
oh, boy.
Very disappointed there was no tally. Very disappointed.
I don't think they could have kept up.
I counted the ones that we saw,
and
I think I only got up to like 9 or something. But
that tequila pong in the pool, I think, was deadly.
And look, she was having, at one point I saw her have a double, so I counted that as 2.
Yeah, it wasn't a shot glass. It was those like little plastic cups.
Yeah, I definitely, I think I got up to 8. But then she said, I think, was it Watch What Happens Live, that she had over 10. She said she stopped counting at 10.
Mm.
So that's a fucking lot of shots, man.
Tequila.
That is 10 shots. Like, think about it. Is that half a bottle of tequila?
Probably,
and
yeah.
And no fucking food?
Yeah.
And then Joe B turns around and he goes, she had over 40. I mean.
Oh, I love Joe B.
And the thing is, she wasn't just having shots. She was having shots in between beverages.
Yeah.
Who has 10 shots? What woman on their right in their right mind thinks that they can have 10 shots without basically getting alcohol poisoning?
Who plays Pong with tequila instead of beer? Like,
I know.
You're meant to have something that's not
that strong. And they're supposed
to
be little shots of beer. So where are we up to? Let me just scroll.
Michelle and John.
All right, yes. So, oh no, but first of all, they talk about Jackie for a second. I thought Jennifer was funny when she said that when she saw the group text and saw that Jackie was included on it, she thought that it was a mistake. I'm like, I like that. I mean, it wasn't said in the most LOL way, but I just thought if I was there and someone said that, I would have cacked myself. So.
Yeah.
And then Dolores tells them she's getting an award for breast cancer through fundraising, of course, and she's inviting everyone. And first of all, I'm thinking, okay, finally we're going to get Teresa and Jackie in the same room together, because you can't say no to cancer.
Well, you
Who
can't.
Can say no? I can't say no to cancer.
You can't.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then apparently Teresa can't go because she's got some soccer tournament for one of her kids. Disappointed. But anyway, so Michelle walks in with her husband. We learn his name is John.
Yeah.
And Joe goes straight for him.
I loved that.
I was like, yes, I was here for that. So anyway, John looks scared. Did you notice his face, that John looked scared when Joe called him out? I was like, oh,
and
John.
John was trying to act like, yeah, that's why I wanted to come to this party, so we could confront
Bullshit.
Joe. And I
as
was like,
as soon as Joe calls you, your face, you shit yourself. I was like, rubbing my hands together. We get a bit of small talk, and then Joe just says, I heard you had some stuff to say. Mm-hmm. And then he obviously goes on about the tens of thousands of dollars that he owes John. And then John tries to act smart and says, you know the profit we made.
Yeah, John was like, I'm ready for this conversation once it came to him. Once he was like, I've got my facts and figures.
Yeah, well, also, I think, again, thirsty bird for the camera.
Exactly.
So, and he's like, yeah, but we were partners on the event, and Joe confirms that the event, I like this, he goes, the event's called Grow with Gorga.
Obviously.
Like, we didn't have a deal. But then we find out that John said he sold $20,000 worth of membership. And I'm like, what is this membership?
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
like,
going on.
Like, what do you mean membership? I understood if he sold $20,000 worth of tickets, but I would have not really believed it. But what do you mean membership? Anywho, and that's when Joe said that, God love him, he said, no, you did that to ride my coattails. Loved. And it's true.
So true.
Fucking oath. And at this point, we get a shot of Michelle, who walks over to the ladies, and Melissa is pissed because this chick just walks over like nothing's going on. I kind of love it when Melissa gets angry. When Melissa like gets all, dare I say it, Jersey, I enjoy it. Like the anticipation of it, I really enjoy it. I want to see Melissa throw down with someone because when she gets focused and angry and righteous indignation is on her side, it is everything.
And what's so good is we're seeing her in a storyline that's real.
I know. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, she can really sell it because she's got something real to sell.
Well, yeah, because she's not controlling it. This Michelle person is, and she's reacting.
I know. And I love it when Melissa gets angry and goes, you can go fuck yourself. Like her. She's got good game face. Anyway, so, okay, she calls her over to have a chat separately from the ladies, but basically no one moves, so it's in front of the ladies.
I loved it.
And Melissa said, she's like, how come you said nothing at Evan's party? And, okay, I'm just going to call her stupid Michelle from now on, not real to Michelle, because stupid Michelle says that she didn't think it was going to be a big deal. What a fucking marone. Anyway, and then Melissa's like, it's a schmear fest on my husband. And I'm like,
schmear?
Schmear? Isn't schmear what you put on a bagel?
That's what
but I anyway, thought. But she does say, don't act like it's not shit. It's shit. Like, it's something. Like, are you a fucking moron, basically?
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, telling Jennifer Aiden at the party, that's what was wrong.
Exactly. And all the other ladies stick up for
Dolores
Melissa.
Dolores was like, you made your bed, now lie in it.
I know. Even Dolores is sticking up for Melissa. I know. So good. Anyway, so Joe says he doesn't play mind games, that if they spoke about money, it would have been up front. Obvs. And then John says it was a handshake deal and that if the event went well, they would keep doing more events together. And then Joe responds with, there you go. That's what it was. Going forward, we were going to split the money, not that event. And I'm like, uh-oh, why would you be splitting the money? So John must have turned around and said, I sold X amount of memberships.
Yeah.
Look how much money you've got. I'm assuming that means ongoing. I don't know. And Joe probably would have said something, well, then we'll talk about how we'll split it. He didn't say split 50-50. But the thing is, the whole point of Joe wanting to have this conversation was he wanted the whole fucking thing on camera so that this guy didn't turn around and sue him. This John is an idiot. So we're calling them Michelle the idiot. Stupid Michelle and stupid John. That's what I'm calling
John's
them.
A freaking idiot because he's like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have had a handshake deal. And so then they shake on it.
I know.
I was like,
I
are you
know.
Fucking dumb?
You're an idiot. You're a moron. You deserve to get none of the dollars.
And now we all know about Grow with Gorga. So Joe Gorga is just a marketing
genius. He's got Grow with Gorga. He's got on fucking tape that he doesn't owe anyone anything. John's like, next time we do something together, we'll put it in writing. As if there's going to be a next time. You basically, if you've sold these memberships, whatever you didn't sell, I'm sure there's a wider database.
Yeah.
You've basically helped this guy start a decent sized database. You're not going to get shit.
Not going to get shit.
You're not going to get asked to do anything. And then he's like, oh, as long as my wife can sell your sister's house. It's like, what would her commission have been? Like, I'm not saying it would have been small, but it sounds to me as it would have been nothing compared to what you were owed.
They just want to get on the show.
They just want to get on the show, exactly. But just quickly back to the ladies. Stupid Michelle says it's got nothing to do with the ladies, and that's when Dolores has said you're a fucking idiot. You know, make your bed.
Queen.
Yeah, exactly. And then Stupid Michelle backs down and apologises. She's got no backbone. She's like, okay, let's squash it.
Oh, yeah, she wouldn't make a good housewife.
Exactly. Anyway, they all do a shot. I counted this was Jennifer's third shot. But then she does a double shot straight after. So that's shot 4 and 5. Yeah. So she's doing shots in succession.
Uh-huh. And everyone's watching being like, rut-roll.
I know.
Even Frank was like, Jennifer's had a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Coming from the boys, right?
Yeah.
That they're noticing. That's when Bill arrives, but no one kind of cares because hot Tony arrives.
And he got the rig out.
In glasses.
Oh, you.
How hot was he in those spectacles? He was sexy AF. Look, I'm playing with my hair for fuck's sake. That's woman code for he's hot. When we do this.
Is that why everyone touches their hair when I'm around?
Yeah, it's very sensual, and you're kind of tugging at your own hair. Anyway, look, it's a thing. All right, so Joe, of course, isn't happy that poor boy is flirting with his sister. I don't know if he cares.
He doesn't care at this point.
We see shot number six. The only important thing, Jennifer starts slurring her words with Bill. I don't know what she said. We should have had subbies.
I was just thinking, this is like what day drinking is. This is Melbourne Cup level.
Yes.
It's like, you know how people, they're drinking the day, the sunlight, and then next minute you're just pushing cops over, you're falling into a bush.
I know, right?
That's what she was at.
She was. She was just maggot. She was so munted. It wasn't funny.
She was munted.
She was, wasn't she? And that's when Teresa wants to play tequila pong in the
Gross.
Pool. I'd never heard of tequila pong. My neighbours play beer pong all the time. I hear them. It sounds like fun. No one sounds like that. Teresa calls Tony to get in the pool, and that's when he takes his shirt off and cuddles up. Look, I'm not saying he's like ripped to shreds, but he's ripped enough. For a guy in his 40s, he's fucking ripped. And that's when I see shot 7 and 8. Look, I was trying to give you a shot counter, but clearly I didn't get all of them. And that's when Jennifer kind of flops onto the floor, starts drinking that bottle of water. It goes all down her face, her dress. And I'm like, is that a preview of where the vomit's going to be going, sweetheart? I don't know.
They got her out of there quick.
They did. And Margaret's watching her and says it's not the first time she's seen Tequila Jennifer. And look, Margaret looks worried. We get little flashes of Tequila Jennifer. I thought they were kind of funny. But actually, my notes were she's paralytic.
She was paralytic.
Bill had to carry her. Like
bodyguard style.
Thank God he's a doctor, or I would have suggested to take her to emergency.
It took like three people to carry her at one point.
It took her three men, and two of them go to the gym and lift weights. Like,
and then when they put her in that car and her head was like slumped against the door, I was like, oh my goodness.
I was laughing at that point.
Because, of course.
Because Bill was there and I'm like, okay, we have a doctor here. It's not going to get to a dangerous level.
Yeah.
And look, do you think, like I've heard on other podcasts and stuff, do you think there's a double standard? Because last season when Bill was being carried by the guys, everyone was laughing. But now when Jennifer's being carried, everyone's like, oh, my God, so concerned. And I'm like, is that sexist or is it just the fact that women's bodies are smaller and therefore do not process alcohol as well?
I mean, I did find it funny.
I did find it funny too.
I found both of it funny.
I found it funny. Like I said, as soon as Bill was there, I'm like, there's a fucking doctor in the house. We're all good.
From what I remember, when Bill was getting carried, he was more giggly.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? And Jennifer was more like passed out.
Well, no, I think the guys were more giggly. He was passed out.
He was passed out, yeah.
Remember, and they hit his head and the guys were laughing about it. And the thing is, I don't think the guys were, they weren't laughing at Jennifer, but they weren't turning around and going, I'm making a big deal in that. They weren't turning around saying she's got a drinking problem, which Margaret does say in her confessional. She basically says she thinks
Jennifer's got a housewife's show. You've got to accuse someone of having a drinking problem.
I know, right? The thing is, though, the two scenes that in my mind that come to mind when I think of Jennifer for this episode is one with her fucked up bratty kids and this.
Yeah.
Like this woman has four kids. Like they probably can't even freaking wipe their own ass without her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mum, there's no towel in the bathroom. Like,
I definitely got the vibe that she was letting loose at this party.
So leave her alone. Mm-hmm. If her husband thinks she has a drinking problem, that's one thing. If it's just, no offense, Margaret, you know I love you and you don't drink and Margaret has issues with people who imbibe excessively at any occasion from her own childhood experience with her mother and she freely admits that, I'm like, leave the poor bitch alone. This is the only time her kids aren't literally dragging on her.
I think she didn't eat that day.
She said
that. And I think
that's
the problem.
She says that she hadn't eaten much.
I think that might be the bigger issue.
Do you know what? When someone gets caterers, pick up a fucking sandwich. But then on the other hand, you are a woman in a piece of swimwear and you've got cameras in front of you, I wouldn't be fucking eating either.
Yeah, I'd want and my, I think that's what happened.
I would want my stomach as flat as possible. I would not be eating a sandwich. And fruit makes you bloat. So what other options do you have?
Yeah, I think that did
No one's pulling out the bone broth. So she says she's going to puke, but she only dry reaches. Bill drives off in his very fancy schmancy car. I mean, I don't know what kind of car it was. Was it a Porsche?
It
was a very expensive vehicle. And we kind of hear her puking.
I don't know if that's real.
But Bill goes, like, makes some kind of, I can't remember, I didn't write it down. Yeah. But he says, like, oh no, or something like that. Who knows? Who knows if she vomited? But then that's when Joe B's like, she had like 40 shots, but I don't know if it was 40, but it was somewhere clearly between 10 and 40. That's a lot of shots, man.
It's a lot of shots.
Okay, next time, Teresa gets Dolores a big blue vibrator. Like,
Teresa this season.
Is that the most narcissistic thing? You clearly want a vibrator, so you're giving a vibrator. Mm. Anywho, and I'm like, I don't know, who wants a blue vibrator? I don't want a blue vibrator. I want a pink one. You can have a black one, but a blue one? I don't know. That kind of turned me off.
Never thought about it.
I think it's a Lilo brand vibrator. They're very good.
Right.
I have a few.
Okay.
But a blue one? Like, do you want a big blue dick?
No.
Not me either. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Nope. Bill tells Jennifer that when the rumor came up at boys' night, Joe B said he'd heard it before.
See, this is what I want everyone to talk about.
I know, right?
And I was like, yes, this is coming up.
Of course Jennifer's going to tell the ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she tells Teresa, who repeats it to the ladies, and Jack is pissed. Margaret's pissed. Jennifer tells Margaret to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I love it when she says, shut the fuck up, the way that she says it. I'm up for this episode.
It should be good.
I reckon the next one's going to be a cliffhanger, though. I reckon it's going to be a big deal, but it's going to be a cliffhanger. Andy Cohen was on Bitch Sesh, and he says that Joe Gorga kind of explodes like he did in his first episode at the christening.
Love it.
You're my father! My father! Sorry.
Good.
Was it?
Yeah, that was really
I annoyed
good.
Myself. But he does it in that, like, you know when you're crying and you kind of
holding
it gets
it
caught in your
yeah.
throat and you kind of throat croaks. That's what I was trying to do, but I couldn't. So good. And then Teresa says that someone's a nasty bitch and they can go fuck themselves. And
probably Jackie.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who she's – I think she's referring to Margaret maybe.
Oh.
Because if Margaret's discussing it in the house and Joe hears it, because you know that Teresa is friends with Margaret, but it's precarious. Because you know she spins on Margaret on a dime.
I know. That's why I thought something was up with Margaret the other day.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But because I don't know. I'm wondering if Teresa was worried that Margaret could carry the show without her.
She probably could.
So that's the episode, bitches.
Yeah, I might go buy some pineapple.
So now that I have relayed the episode with Vigore. Yeah, with Vigore. Are you less bored now about it?
I still say I liked the pool party and that's it.
Well, the whole fucking episode was the pool party, bitch.
Oh, not the first few scenes of Jennifer's kids, but
yeah, but okay, fine. So the thing is, I wasn't annoyed by it so much as it made me angry. And I was here for that. I was here
You're
for
right.
myself.
It was a good. It
angry.
Was a good episode.
It was a good setup episode, and it ended well. Like, come on, Joe's basically made the guy beg for forgiveness.
Yeah.
That was everything.
I enjoyed seeing Jennifer get carried.
Jennifer getting carried out. She gave us lots. I mean, yes, Teresa and the pineapples are a bit much, but I mean, what else are we getting from Teresa? Look, I do like when she makes fun of Jackie. I want more of it. But at the same time, the dialogue that needs to occur around that is boring. So, like, the poor bitch can't win right now.
Can't win.
And I don't want to see another macrame fucking doily ass wrap.
That and tie dye. Get rid of it.
You really hate the tie dye. I like a tie dye.
I'd like a tie dye in moderation.
I haven't purchased one yet, but I'm probably going to. I could do a tie-dye tracksuit.
Not interested.
Okay, fine. Well, in that case,
bye.